USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the nation the first time after an acquittal vote in the Senate on Wednesday.
We've been going through this now for over 3 years. It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars. And this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it.
The president also showed off the latest Washington Post with the headline, Trump Acquitted. The man who admitted to stealing billions in a Ponzi scheme is now asking for early release. Bernie Madoff is asking a court to let him go because he's dying. In 2009, Madoff pled guilty to ripping off investors in his company, including wiping out the life savings of some Americans. A judge will make his ruling soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.